York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. We meet usually on this frequency every Thursday night for a little bit to have a chat about anything from ham radio to whatever you'd like to put on the table. We got Logan here, WA2AXZ, will be the MC for tonight. And we'll just take a few moments to see if we have any of the K2IRT regulars out there. Come on.
KC2FYH, still in Queens, we'll be listening. K2YZX.
IRT net tonight.
Yeah, Lobe, you got me?
Yeah, I got you. Clear as a bell.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, the first round, I'm going to be busy, so just give me the first round, and maybe the second round, I'll let you know.
Alright, well, if you have anything to say, come on in now, and then we'll keep this thing going.
Negative, no, and I'll definitely come in about 20 minutes, because I'm kind of busy right now. I'll be listening now, okay? So it's late.
You got Charlie, WB2YZX. How you doing, Charlie?
Very good. Nice to have you back. Been a while since we've had you on here. And did you look at that website? I emailed you about the other day. It's got all the recordings of us on it out here.
Well, I haven't been on there yet. I haven't had 15 seconds. I've been covering Charlie Q the past couple of weeks. So when I have 5 minutes, Charlie, I'll definitely do it and take a listen.
Interesting. You got all the recordings of our previous net, so I guess we're being recorded right now. And I sound so Brooklynese. Microphone will do that, but anyway, so maybe give some information on Saturday as far as what we're going to do for antennas and that kind of stuff.
Hi, Charlie, WB2YZN, K2IRT group. Well, as I said, my truck is loaded with, it's going to have the vertical antenna. I've got the wire dipole antennas in there. I got extra wire for that matter. Plenty of cable. I brought a pile of those extender pipes there. Those army pipes that we can stack and make an antenna thing. Some kind of a mess out of it. So I'm going to bring my ICOM 718. I've got the whole setup all together here. You saw the thing we had at hand. And
I missed the last end of that. You some intermod or something there. But if you want, I can bring either one of these little rigs here and power supply into it nice and small and a laptop. And you can do PSK, really slow scan, whatever.
Are you going to bring any of your antennas, or do you want me to chase back there and get the 6-meter antenna?
Oh, I think we can pretty much forget about 6 meters. I mean, it's sporadic. He has pretty much gone away at this point. I don't expect to see much happening on 6 meters or even 10 for that matter. So I don't really see any point in going crazy with that. And besides, even if I wanted to do 6, I've got that little loop here that we used the first couple of field days, but I think 6 meters is kind of a dead issue.
That sounds good there. Well, like I said, whatever you bring, greatly appreciated. We'll just does a little show for the kids and whoever else happens to pop by, and we'll have some fun along the way. I was very disappointed today. When we were up with Greg, we stopped by at that ham radio shop and picked up a nice 2 meter 440 antenna, and I was hoping to have 5 minutes to put it up, but that 5 minutes turned out to be about a half an hour in the pouring rain, and I never really got that far. So I'll have to wait for the lightning and the thunder to go away before I climb up on the roof again, guys.
That tonight, I mean, I got home from work and I turned all my goodies on, and then I saw that big ugly cloud come and I turned it all off, and it's only about 10 minutes ago it seemed safe to put everything back on again. So, I mean, I really, for the last couple of hours, it was pretty hairy.
A couple of bulls hit the power lines here. All the lights went out on the block for a little bit. It came back on after about 5-10 minutes or so. But we had some thunder bummers that, I'm serious, it shook the floor of the house. We don't know where it hit, but after it hit, you heard this rolling thunder. And you feel the windows shake and the floor shake. So it's pretty wicked weather out there. It's been a strange summer so far for thunderstorms. WA 2AXZ here for the K2IRT group.
Fortunately for me, I was home this time when all this stuff happened, so I've gotten into the habit of unplugging things and turning things off. I've spent enough money on lightning-related damage. So, whatever. We'll see who shows up tonight. Last time, APQR showed up. We had a pretty decent turnout here, but I think a lot of people may have stayed away because of the lightning or whatever. But, I'm not going to bring a lot of stuff. I'm going to try to keep maybe just kind of a bag full of stuff, and maybe it's a total improvisation, but should be fun.
Right about that, Charlie. Don't go too crazy. Like I said, I loaded up the back of the truck. I put the two tables there. They open up the center about 9 o'clock. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get there about 7. Start setting up the tables, I'll set up the vertical, and when the rest of the gang starts moseying on in, we'll start putting some other goodies together. And I took a look at the QST magazine and checked the ARO website. Looks like there's no contest or anything fancy going on that Sunday. So we'll give it a go. We'll see what happens.
Very good. Andy said he'd give me a ride if necessary, and if you see him, I'll pick him up on that. If not, Wally can, I can meet Wally on the other side of the Verrazano, and he can give me a ride. So, like I said, I'm not going to carry that much. And I mean, I could get there, I could hop a car service for that matter to get over there. So, anyways, should be a lot of fun. And, what was I going to say? Yeah, I was even thinking of satellite at first. That's not going to... You luckily get one decent pass anyway, even if I was set up, and I'd have to bring two rigs anyway, so... that doesn't make much sense, but maybe next time. WH2AXZ, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX, WA2AXZ, on the K2IRT radio group. Just pause for a second, see if anyone else wants to check in and join K2IRT tonight. Come on by. Holly, I think you're right. They're all hiding from the lightning. I think these guys don't know what it was like to walk on the L in a thunderstorm. have all these, the rain coming down, the hail, and you have to schlep from signal to signal, or like me on the Woodhaven elevated, head over to the old Woodhaven substation in a pouring storm and rain. We have a new generation. They don't like to go out anymore. Go ahead.
I miss those days. In fact, I was walking once from, what the heck was it, Rockaway Boulevard to, I think, Liberty Junction Tower. And I'm walking along the structure, and I'm carrying all my tools and everything. All of a sudden, a swarm of bees, yellow jackets, start flying around my head. I was like in the eye of a bee hurricane. And I never got stung, but, oh, you know, we're a little bit scared because there isn't a damn thing you can do about it. And that was one of the real hairy experiences I've had.
I remember walking on that rickety old L around 1970-71. You know, you have different types of people that can work on L's, and some people are just terrified even of the slightest height. And we used to have this one maintainer at the time, Frank. And Frank would always send myself and this other guy, Hans Kuhl, ahead of him, because he was afraid we were going to go sneak up behind him and start shaking those old rickety boards and make them fall down.
I'm serious. All I hear from my guys nowadays, it's unsafe, it's, you know, I don't have nothing against safety, but it's at the point you can't get anything done.
Well, I tell you, this wonderful reorganization that they're going to have is going to be very, very interesting. We went to a meeting on Tuesday, and everything was supposed to be revealed to us. And everyone left even more bewildered than when we started, saying, God only knows what the future is going to hold for us. We're pretty much told power department may not be touched, but pretty much every other department, the third rail, track, hydraulics, the plumbers, the station department, everything's going to be rolled into these... everyone's going to be rolled into the station manager program, and they're asking everybody to put in for the station manager program because their goal to eliminate the general and the assistant chief title. So I've only been a general for a little over 10 years. If they want to get rid of me, I'll be glad that you'll be showing the door. We got the K2 IRT group.
Yeah, we had a meeting this morning, in fact, and it was just the supers and the MS-2s, and they told us something to the effect that 50% of the MS-2s are going to get a title change to deputy superintendent or assistant manager or something like that. The other 50% will be busted to MS-1s. What do you think about that?
Now you have to understand, once you leave SSA as an MS-1 and go into MS-2, you got no protection. You serve at the whim of the gods over there. So pretty much they can do anything. And the same thing with me and all the SOs and all the superintendents and chiefs and whatever. Don't have to be a buyout. They're going to reduce the workforce from 800 managers to 600 managers. So they told us point blank that somehow, some way, through attrition, well, they'll try that first. They're going to try to get rid of these 200 managers. And you got quite a handful of guys on the tier one, and a couple on the cusp of tier two. And if they make a nice little incentive package or put a stick in front of our face, maybe we'll consider it. But it's going to be an interesting brain drain, just like the 60s and 70s. And here we go again with the subway into the pit. You got the K2 IRT radio group.
If nobody wants come out and play tonight.
Oh, well.
So, we finished one reorganization, they start another. You know, I just went to this meeting and I just threw off my hands and, you know, I'm actually getting used to this now. You know, you just adapt to one and then they give you another. So, you know, I just take it one day at a time and do what I have to do. And, hey, even if they knock me down one, you know, the difference now between a one and a two is almost nothing. The only bad thing about it is I lose my seniority, I guess. But, whatever. I don't even worry about it. Like I said, I'll just show up for work and do what I got to do. That's about the size of it. So, I wish I had your problem. You've been around 30-some odd years now, so really doesn't make any difference to you, I'm sure, even if they kick you out the door. But, I'm only going on 18 years myself, so I'm a little too young to retire. I'd have to sit in front of the rig all day. This shit's so bad. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. KC2SYH.
Alright, we are KC2SYH still out there. Come on in.
I'm getting soaked out here. I got caught in the rain while I was jogging at the park, but I had the radio on and I'm still getting soaked and I got a long walk home, so are you still listening and good evening to the stations on frequency. I'll be listening at KC2SYH.
KC2SYH, you still handheld portable out there tonight?
Yeah, I got my... And, it's put a resistance, so... See how the F-60 holds up.
That's good. You've got a decent signal here tonight. The RF guards, propagation guards are with us again. Hey, but I am more than disappointed that I couldn't get this antenna up, because I had hoped to get a couple of hours to put this thing up on the roof. It's a pretty little thing. Nothing much to really look at. It's a fiberglass stick with three little capacitor rods sticking out the back end. So this is my first real 2-meter antenna on the house call since 1972, since you and I last spoke, Ed.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I just, back in those days, I was using my big wheel antenna in the attic, and it served me well. Actually, I've never had an outside antenna, but it doesn't really seem to slow me down too much. And, those were the good old days. You know, there is a decent amount of AM activity on 2 meters. A lot of guys using old clicks and things of that sort. Hopefully you would get in there and join them one night. And hang around about 14,350, something like that. So I think you say you've got an old Clegg in the basement there. You might want to dust it off.
Yeah, my luck, I plugged the thing in and the power supply capacitor is blow up in my face. Yeah, I got a Clegg 22 sitting down there, and I still have the old National VFO that I use. Matter of fact, that's what I talked to you on. At the beginning, the Clegg 22, and I think a little later on, I got that Lafayette HA-1200. And that HA-1200 was a monster. It was the size, I could safely say it was bigger than the Pro 2 I had over here. And all vacuum tubes. And I think it took about 20 amps just to heat it cooking good.
I started out with a Heathkit Tour, and the receiver on that wasn't too good. It was a super regen receiver, so I got a converter and used 10 meters of ZIF on my HF rig, and that worked a little better. Then I got a Tamiko TX-62 and a matching VFO. That was a nice rig. And I took the Tour, and I saw an article in QSC or one of the magazines, and I converted it to 220. It became a 220 AM rig. And I think I made one contact with that, and I could tune to the bottom of the band and listen to Channel 13, and that was the end of that. But we had a lot of fun, 2 meter AM in those days. I mean, repeaters are nice, but it was really quite a crew, and I was on every night of the week, I think, and Abe and a lot of other guys. But everybody knew everybody back then.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, we had a 2 meter group, 145.386, the National Award Hunters Club, and it was me, K2VGV, WV2PDQ, I'm trying to remember all the calls, I have to look in the logbook there, but those guys were the real old timers of the time. And that was, about 71, 72, okay?
Yeah, TBQ sounds familiar. Actually, do you remember Ray W2DIU? He was always on. He was on here like 24/7. He was a blind guy. But this guy was, I was troubleshooting my rig once, and he was, he was amazing. He said, check the capacitor between the 12AX7 and blah, blah, blah. The man was a genius when it came to circuitry. And he was always on the air. I mean, you might have forgotten about him by now. That was a long time ago. But does that call ring a bell, W2DIU?
I'm looking at my log, and I talked to him on July 23rd of 1971. On 145.1, Ray, at 9:45 at night.
Oh, you keep good laws. And his wife was a ham, too, as a matter of fact. I was in his house a few times. He lived out in Kedawasi. And, Florida, and I understand he passed away after that, but, let me see who else. WB2ZKT Bruce, he was another one I was always on. He was good times. Actually, I think half the hams in Brooklyn were in my house at one time or another.
Well, I'm looking at the log, and WA2MZH, Monkey Zulu Hotel, WA2MCI, WB2WTJ, Vito in Brooklyn. You had a WA3LNH, he was up in Kirk something or other, Pennsylvania. That was on 6 meters. K2GB, that was Wyman, Richmond Hill. WB2EIL, Mike. We had Ed, WB2HST. We had, of course, WA2WFT. My good friend Ralph, WB2 Great Piles of Junk. I can go on and on and on here. It's just something to see all these old timers.
Ralph, WB2GTJ, I spoke to him a lot. In fact, he had, going back maybe, 15 years ago, he had a repeater on 432. And I understand he moved on, so he moved to Florida or something. Maybe you told me that. But I went to a wedding once. I went to a ham wedding. WB2UIX was marrying WN2-something, and the best band was WB2KWC, and WB2CBA was there. And we went in the WB2GPJ's car with a couple other WBs and WAs in the car also. That was quite a wedding.
But it's just something going through the list here and looking at the old calls. And Ralph sadly passed away about 3 or 4 years ago. I sent a letter to his home in Florida, and I think the XYL got back to me and said he was gone. It's a shame, but Ralph lived 350 feet away from me. He used to have his big TA-33 on the roof of the food store over there, the Met food store. He had the apartment right over the top side there. And he was another one of the guys that got my start on the radio. He used to let me play around with his Drake T4B, T4X, T-something or other. And it was just amazing. Everything was hot on 15 meters back then in the early 70s. And that was a hot band, and then that thing petered out and everyone went to 20. Before we continue, again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday night for a chat about anything from ham radio to a little bit of nostalgia tonight. You don't have to be a member if you want to just join in and check in. We've got Lobie here, WA2AXZ, for the K2IRT group.
Good evening, KA2KTQ.
Yeah, Rich, KA2KDQ. How you doing, Rich? Come on in.
Okay, I tried to actually check in a little bit earlier, but apparently on this particular radio, it came with TR7930 Alpha. I put one of the setting the zip switches for the DL phone. I set it to the edge. I put them exactly reverse of where they were supposed to be, so I couldn't check in earlier. Anyway, I'm doing okay. Got a little soaked a little earlier this evening, so I've just about dried out. And by barring anything out of the ordinary, I should be over at the Marine Park Nature Center Sunday morning. I think I'm probably going to be there tentatively from 10 a.m. to noon, but I have a few details I have to work out here with my girlfriend as far as the when we're going to get together, so it's rather tenuous, but I definitely will be there on Sunday. And also, good evening to you, Charlie. I hope you're well and in good health, and I also hope that you got that email that I sent you from the Kingstown Radio Club. Okay, so Lobie, I'm going to turn it over to you, then pass it around. This is KA2KDQ.
Yes, we got the email, KA2KDQ. This is the K2IRT group. You've got the email. We looked at the announcement there. Matter of fact, I was over with Ralph, the park ranger, over at the Ryan Center. And they're going to allow me to set up a generator and set up my camper by the historic aircraft hangar all the way down at the end of runway 24 that Saturday before Labor Day. I think it's the 29th or the 30th. I don't have a calendar. We're going to do the 72 Ramchu Tasmanian Labor Day special. So it's going to give me a chance to just unpop the camper, set it out there. I'll have the radio in the camper, and I may even just put the Americon in and give it a kick. Put the antenna out in the sand and let it go. But we're going to have fun that day. We're going to have a little fun that day. So if anyone just happens to be around the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, just check out 40 meters and I'll be out there doing my thing. It's the good old 72 Red Shoe group there. All right. Charlie, you want to talk to Rich? It's all yours.
Good to hear you, and nothing in particular to say. Thanks for the information, and I built a bicycle a couple of weeks ago. What I had planned to do tonight was take it down by the beach here with my HT and get on the net from there, a little bicycle mobile, but this is not a good night for it, so maybe next week. And I never realized how many muscles I haven't used in such a long time. You know, riding a bicycle. I used to ride a bicycle for miles and miles when I was a kid. But, oh man, I tell you, it takes its toll on you now. Alright, I have nothing else. W-H-O-A-X-Z, W-B-2, Y-Z-X.
Y-Z-X, got A-X-Z here. I got your name listed in here in 1971, October. We're just going to close up the book now, because it's just going on and on and on, and it's just amazing to see all the old-timers that I used to speak with, and sadly, a lot of them are not around anymore. What a shame. Oh, well. Let me just close it up and put the book away. Sitting here right now, and it's still pouring out over here by Flatbush Avenue. I'm just happy to say that the lightning and thunder went away, so... that's the end of my antenna story for going up on the roof today. I usually get on at nighttime on 160, but anytime there's been a storm like this around, I'm not even going to bother. It's just going to be too noisy. But Charlie, Rich, I made myself a very ugly, and I mean it's an extremely ugly looking dipole, 10, 15, and a 20 meter dipole. I was just playing around with some wire, and I had that Alpha Delta module, the dipole module. So I measured out the three lengths of wire for each leg, put it on, and then I'm saying, well, now what am I going to do? What am I going to use for spreaders to keep these things apart? So I didn't have any wood by the house, but I had these strips, the molding strips, plastic strips, the cove half round. So I said, how the heck with it? Let me start playing. So I drilled the holes in that, wired the wires through, hot glue gun the wires in there to prevent them from moving. And it's an interesting little antenna. I took my sloper down. I strung this thing up temporarily to see what it would do. Tuned it up, and I had a lot of fun last Saturday. I'm just sitting in the backyard. I have my feet up on the chair. I put the radio in my lap, and I'm BSing with an ex-Brooklynite down in South Carolina on 20 meters. Now, this is one of the antennas that I'm going to take down, and we're going to hang up, if you guys want to. And it's great to show the kids that just using plain wire and pieces of whatever you have lying around, you can build just about anything and get on the air. WB2YZX, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, well, that's the story of my life. One of these days, I got to go up in the attic and take a picture of my antenna farm. And you have to understand, it's filled with a lot of junk anyway, and... it's interesting. It's very interesting. It's actually kind of scary, but it works. And really can't say it slowed me down too much. It was even better than the satellite antennas up there. I worked the guy in Seattle the other day on one of the birds, and I told him I was using egg beater antennas in the attic. No, you're kidding me. So. I don't know. I haven't worked with anybody else that had satellite antennas in the attic. But that's how I am, you know. So, well, over to you, Rich. And, I'll see. Like, I have a little thing here we could use if we wanted to make another dipole also, which is a SO239 and a piece of plexiglass. So I'll try to bring that along just in case. And some wire. KA2KDQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. I'll say to you, Roby, that you were talking before about logbooks, and you realize how many people have passed on. Here's something very interesting. When the Kings County Radio Club has field days, we have a little logbook, or actually it's a picture album of the club, you know, doing different events. And you notice that you're getting older because a lot of the people that I see their pictures in there, such as, I don't know if any of this name will ring a bell, for example, such as a guy by the name of Al Gansh or K2AAZ, and, you know, I see a lot of the club members who unfortunately passed on. So I know exactly what you're talking about, you know, as far as realize you're getting older.
Oh, by the way, Lobi, here's something I think you'll find interesting. Let me drop this back up. Okay, Lobi, here's something very interesting. Now, I'm sure you, I was in your neck of the woods a few weeks ago on a Saturday because of the murder of that couple who was found in some rainforest. Oh, now, basically, I just wanted to just take a look at what the place looks like from the outside. I had no plans to go in. But there's one thing I found interesting. On that block, I forgot to check the house number. It was like 19 something. I'm not sure the exact address. 1927, 1921. On the same block, I noticed in the back of one of the homes there was a somebody who had a nice HF antenna, a dipole or Yagi or whatever, and that particular. House or home, but that guy looks like he's prepared to go on old band. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact street or the exact address, but it was in your neck of the woods. Over to you.
It's one over 1958. That was a good year. But there's another fellow one block away from me on the other side of Avenue S that comes on 2 meters occasionally. And you have to forgive me, I forgot his call letters here. He's another ham with the antenna arrangement on his backyard and in the house. But I think I'm the only one on this side of the world that has all of my antennas up in the air for the world to see. And in a way, for me, where I am, it's pretty sad that the band that I love the most, 40 meters, is being wiped out by the interference from the cable TV. You've got the Verizon phone system here. I've got a 27,000 volt power line barely 30 feet away from the house. And now I've got this wonderful cell phone tower right on the building, the same building, Charlie knows the building, where Ralph GPJ used to live. So you talk about having a rat's nest of QRM and QRN, guys.
Okay, Roby. Yeah, matter of fact, when I did see that person's setup, I did notice what looked like as part of his setup, it looked like part of a cell phone tower. As I said, I don't remember the exact street or the exact address, but it kind of caught my attention the second time I walked around the block.
Today, I said, the ham radio operators are all over the place. You even have the one up by Avenue R in Nostrand. It looks like at least a tri-band of vertical, because it's got the various tracks in the vertical. And don't know who he is, if he was ever on the bands or when I was on, he would have been blasting my ears out. But, hey, Gotta get more people radioactive. That's why we're gonna do the barefoot in the park thing, and just get a couple of the kids interested. Whoever happens to be passing by, I'm told the weather's gonna be nice, so we'll set up our tables. We'll put the radios out. I have written information. I have a nice poster, the barefoot in the park certificates. And what we'll do is, if the kids or the passerbys want a certificate, I make blank ones. So all we have to do is just find someone who has decent handwriting. Because if I write it, they could take it to a pharmacy. So we'll write out the certificate. John Jacob Dringerheimer Smith was part of the special event that day. All right, let's give it back to Charlie. And before we do, this is the K2IRT group, open to anyone. If you want to come in, come on in.
Yes, not WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. All right, very good.
Yeah, it's funny you were mentioned about hams in your neighborhood. There's a website, I forget the name of it offhand, but just punch in your zip code and a map comes up and it shows you all the hams in your neighborhood. And it's amazing how many I have within a 4-block radius. It's got to be about a dozen. And one guy I worked once, another guy I worked twice maybe. And and down the block from me, maybe a block and a half down the block, I see a couple of antennas, and I know a ham lives there. But you would think after 25 years living here, I would come across the guy on the air, but it just never seems to happen. So really weird. I mean, once upon a time when I was in Brooklyn, I knew every single ham in the neighborhood. I worked everybody, but with the repeaters, it's a whole another ball game, I guess. So, you were talking about friends back in the AM days. Somewhere in your wallet, you'll probably see WB2CDA. It was actually my best friend for a very long time. I met him on 15 AM. We were both seniors in high school, and he came over to my house, and we got to be the very best of friends for a very long time, but he died. He was only 44 when he died of brain cancer or something like that, but even up until the very end, we were very close friends, but things happen. So, how about you, Lobby? W-H-A-X-Z, W-B-2-Y-Z-X. Was Joe, CBA, and I talked to him 2-3 days before I spoke to you on October 27th of 71. Me and Joe and Abe Peachy Watch, we were always shooting the bull with one another. Abe said he was my alter ego. He had the first three letters of the alphabet. I had the letter. That's amazing. You know, we're talking about the passing of the ham radio operators, but last week, I represented the 72 CHU and the 1721 group at a funeral. One of our dear friends, Malcolm W2, even my mind is blank now. W2MJL, he's an ex-Marine, and he's a communications expert. He's been on ham radio pretty much forever. Had some kind of congestive heart failure. And he kept on getting on the radio with the gang. He was at the NCS quite regularly on the 72 CHU. And he was on up until his last day. And it was the least we could do was, be with the family during the funeral. And it was just very touching when we went down to the funeral.
When we started WA2NDA, with Ed, in fact, I think he's still around. I spoke to him all the time on 2 AM.
His ham radio license, his certificate from the 72 CHU. Of course, he had his Marine Corps medals and certificates from Korea and the other battles that he was in. But he always considered everybody on ham radio to be a dear friend. So we're definitely going to miss him. You have to understand, we're talking on the radio now, and we've become fast friends over the past few years. And that's what ham radio is. Ham radio is a brotherhood. It's a friendship. And it's always going to be that way.
So we got W-A-2-N-D-A. I'm sure you remember him. He's probably, I think he's still around. Does he check in on 40 minutes? Ed, do you remember him?
W-A, November, December, America. He's on every day on the 72 CHU. He's one of the net control stations also on 40 meters. So, he used to be with Charlie, NTJZA, Charlie Q. in that that Brooklyn Radio Club there. I'm told they didn't see eye to eye. Go ahead.
Yeah, that could be. You know, there was a lot of controversy at one point in that club, but yeah, if you think, tell Ed I said hello. I go back to the AM days with him too, and then the repeaters, I used to work a lot of packet with him on 2 meters when that was popular, so tell him I said hello. I think he'll remember me.
Yeah, I certainly will do that. Matter of fact, I'm going through the log now. I'm going to see if I can find them. You know, we've been speaking to so many people over the years here, and, my memory's gone. It's almost time for me to start taking away from the story.
KZ2SYH, with a question.
SYH, it's all yours. Come on in.
Yeah, Logan, I was just curious, you guys have a mailing list, right? I was just wondering if you could add me to it. My email's on QRZ.
Good time.
Set up a date, and then we'll have a little fun there. Sit back. Just curious, Charlie, I was getting the bulletins from the ARRL on the email, and one of the bulletins had a listing of the people that put in the field day results, and there we were.
That was all sent in right after I tallied up all the numbers and everything. I just emailed it all in, and the proofs go with a different email. But yeah, that was done quite some time ago.
Well, they come just finally got around to posting it on the website there, so we'll see what happens. I think the final tallies will all be done. They'll come out, what was it, October, November?
I was on the December issue, which hit your mailbox third week in November.
Has anything more to add here. I'm just sitting here now. I'm very disappointed. It stopped raining. I'm starting to see a couple of stars out there, and I'm not going on the roof, guys.
Okay, Roby. Since you mentioned Avenue Warren and Nursing Avenue on Saturday morning when I come home from synagogue, I'm in that vicinity, so I'll take a look out for that antenna. And as far as Ed WA2NDA, I haven't spoken to him in a number of years, but I think it was like 6 months ago or maybe it was a year ago, I don't remember exactly when, I happened to hear him running a 2 meter traffic net or something like that, I think through the national traffic system. Unfortunately, I don't know what repeater it was, but I know it was some repeater in New Jersey. But my antenna setup was such that I definitely could not reach him, but I definitely did hear him. And basically, that's all that I can that I have to say for now. So, Lobi, back over to you, then pass it around.
KA2KDQ, this is the K2IRT group there. Yeah, heads on the Jersey Shore, south. I think pretty close to Tom's River near John W2LKS. So if you were picking them up, well, that's a good throw, right? But it's been a regular pretty much since the beginning on the 40 meter chew there. And got to get a few more of you guys up on 40 meters. The funniest thing, though, is the 160 meter. Everyone is more interested in the 160 meter hamstick now, and they're buying them up. When we were over at Dayton, four or five of them on display, gone. So the manufacturer there says, well, call the office and we'll put some in reserve. And by the time Tom, the KCA2GJ, got home, he made the phone call, they were gone. So 160 is starting to get back, especially with us in New York City with the restricted areas there. Hey, you tune up, you get yourself set up at a frequency you like, and you can get on the air. And the difference between that and running 260-some-odd feet of antenna wire, I wouldn't have the luxury of doing that. But we'll see what happens there. The other thing is that ARRL is having another convention up in Boxborough, Massachusetts on August 23rd, the weekend of the 23rd. And I had planned on going, and I've got the coverage for that weekend, so I'm out of luck on that. But I am looking forward to September. I'm taking a week and a half, 2 weeks, and we're going to meet up with the gang on the Canadian border at Alexandria Bay and have a little fun up there. Get away from New York City for a while. Back to you, Charlie. I'm getting close to the top of the hour. Got anything else to throw into the pot? WP2YZX. You got the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. No, I can't think of too much at this point here. I'm pretty well talked out. And, okay, so no problem. I add you to the roster here. And, it's very encouraging. The roster has grown quite a bit. I think we're up to about 40-some-odd people now, which is not bad when you consider it started out with about three or four and just a couple of phone calls, and I think we've done pretty well for ourselves. What do you think about that, Lopi? WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Anytime, man.
As I said, we always work together, and you know my motto, I keep telling Wally and I keep telling everybody, you gotta have fun. You can't make it high pressure. This is pretty much what drove people bananas with Ed, DA, and Charlie, and some of the others. If they started taking themselves a little too seriously, the groups got a little too serious, and you can't be that way. That's why I'm part of all these other nets. You don't need a name. You don't need a number. You don't have to have an ID. You just check in and be part of the group on the Rad Chewers, on the K2IRT, and you have a little fun. And once in a blue moon, we go out and we have a special event. Why not? Why not? By the way, Charlie, I forgot to tell you. I was in contact with Whiskey3KEY, W3KEY. One of the principals of the Intrepid Air and Space Museum, the old ship. They're going to be bringing the Intrepid back October 2nd. It's a Thursday. And he and I are attacking it now. We're full force trying to get the interest into letting us run a special event on the Intrepid as we're being towed into the berth at 42nd Street. So I'll keep the guys posted out there. All right. Let's see if KC2SYH has anything before we turn it over to Rich and put a lid on another successful night.
KC2SYH,
nothing really much to add. Just listening. You know, when you guys are talking about the, you know, I was back in the day walking on the, you know, the elevator lines and stuff like that. Pretty interesting. But, back over to the lovely Andy to pass it over to Casey real quick.
Adam again here, and as I said, Sunday we'll have our special event in Marine Park, Brooklyn on Avenue U and East 33rd Street. Barefoot in the Park. What a great name. Barefoot in the Park. We'll just run the rigs barefoot and we'll run around in the park. Hopefully all the mosquitoes stay away from us. And then our other special event we're going to have on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, I think it's 29th or 30th, from 9 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon on 40 meters, 7.272. And that'll be our Tasmanian Devil Labor Day special for the 72 chew. So we've got a full calendar of things that are going on towards the end of summer, and we're having fun doing it. Charlie, tie a ribbon on it. No, sorry. Let's give it over to Rich, KA2, KD2.
Hey, Lobie, first I'll wrap it up as you mentioned. But anyway, you know, when the Intrepid comes back on, October 2nd, I know one of the things that they have over Floyd Center Field is one of their planes, which is the Concorde. I certainly hope, if they're going to take that plane back to the Intrepid, that the a section of the nose cone, which got knocked off accidentally, is put back. Otherwise, it would be a little bit embarrassing to have that small piece that's missed, and so that's one thing. Oh, and by the way, Roby, in 1981, on my first trip to Canada, I went with a tour group, and we stayed over at Alexandria Bay, I think it was about a day and a half. Went on a boat tour on the Thousand Islands, and then, stayed there overnight. And from what I remember, very nice place. But as the tour guide told us, after labor, this is what he said at the time, essentially, after the tourist season, I think he said Labor Day or something like that, the whole place closes down. But things may have changed since then. Okay, so listen, I will clear off and say, W-A-2-A-C, this is K-A-2-K-A-2-2, and I hope to see you on a Sunday. Probably going to be there at least for an hour or two in the morning, and hopefully we'll work the station. So W-A-2-A-A-C, this is K-A-2-K-A-2-2, say take care, 73, and stay dry. Over to you, Bobby.
Hi, Rich, KA2KDQ and the KK2IRT group there. Yeah, it's still pretty hopping up there when we go. We go the weekend from starting the 16th, and I'll be up there till the 25th. Hopping the first week and the weekend and onward there. The bars are open. There's still partying going on. We have at least 30-plus hands that take over the state park up at Crane Point. And they let us set up the antennas. We have the campfires. We were on the radio most of the night. But pretty much the rest of the night, we've got the Budweiser and the Canadian Club out. Hey, we have to have Canadian Club. We're on the border of Canada. And we're having our own little parties up there. Hey, Rich, you be well. And we'll catch you again, hopefully this Sunday. Charlie, it's up to you, WB2YZX. How you doing over there?
Lovely, and thanks for the information about the Intrepid. Is that what's parked right up here on the North Shore of Staten Island these days?
Yep, good old number 11. They refurbished it, they cleaned it up, gave it a paint job,
I think they took the propellers off. That was one of the big problems that they had with the ship. The propellers got stuck in the mud, and it took a couple of tries to really pull that thing out of the berth. But it's coming back October 2nd, unless there's a change there. They have a whole new visitor center that they built on the Hudson River, and it's going to be quite a show. If they put the Concorde back, if they put the submarine Growler over there, it's only a guess. But as I said, it was it's basically for the Intrepid itself, and everything else that they decide to park alongside is the gravy for the Navy, as we say.
Very good. Yeah, that should be interesting. Yeah, I noticed they have this carrier, and I assumed it was the Intrepid parked up here by Stapleton on the North Shore here. All right, very good. All right, I have nothing else, so good night all. Reg, Slovy, Phil, and I'll let you put it to sleep, I guess, Slovy. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, good night.
Hey everyone, thanks for coming by, and had a good time today. I said probably the rain kept everybody away, but it's summertime. You're going to find that a lot of people are just enjoying getting out and being with the family. When fall comes around, there's a little bit of a chill in the air. We'll get the regular group from the K2IRT back here. Again, I want to thank everybody from the repeater for allowing us the use of the repeater for the hour, and we deeply appreciate all the help that you've given us throughout the past couple of years for K2IRT. With that, if anyone has any questions about K2IRT, if you want to email me, Roby at WhiskeyAlpha2AlphaXRayZulu@ARRL, or just check out K2IRT on the QRZ site there, and we have all the contact names and numbers and the like, and we'll give you more information. Hey guys, once again, thanks a lot. Have a great night. As Richard said, stay dry, and as soon as you unkey the microphone, quickly unplug the power cord and take the antenna cable and throw it out the window. You've got the K2IRT group going, QRZ.